Okay, Ollie, all set for the start of a new season, and it's very much a new look squad that you have there at Finn Park. How are things shaping up now for Friday night?
Yeah, it's certainly a new team. How things shaping up? Look, obviously we're delighted to have the pre-season and in particular the off season over and done with, and whatever happens from now on, it'll, you know, win, lose or draw, Friday or from there on, you know, you'll go and challenge it and deal with that. You know, it's probably the more enjoyable part of the year is starting on Friday, regardless of the results. To put it that way, obviously if they get results, it is more enjoyable. But you know, we have very much a new side, a new panel of players, and it'll take time, Jim, without doubt. And it's not me as I spoke inside. It's not me looking for time or Paul Hegarty looking for time. It will take time to get the best out of the group that's there. But please God, it won't take us as long a time as it took us last year to get going. Like,
and you mentioned in the press conference, and it's probably frustrating, Ollie. You're not exactly sure just who you have available for all sorts of reasons on Friday night.
Yeah, well, Cathy Taff, the secretary in there, she spoke as regards, you know, we're pending clearance for players. There's also, you know, people that aren't match fit and a couple of injuries as well, to put it that way, to the short term injuries, not the likes of Mark Bartillman who got operated on yesterday. We wish him very well in his ACL operation up in Belfast, and we're unsure of what's available or will be available, and we probably won't know it till 5 o'clock on Friday. And that's the nature of this league, with every team looking to get people and players cleared and registered this time of year.
Right. And what about pre-season, Ollie? How did that go for you then? Because it was probably stop start, wasn't it? With players coming and going.
It was. You know, we lost the game due to the conditions on Saturday in that Luan, which we wanted and needed. We lost to Longford. We bet UCD but paid a huge cost in Martinman's injury. We lost to Galway, you know, so we're nowhere near it, to put it that way. Sligo have won all their pre-season games. They're very much the same personnel with an addition, a small addition, I mean numbers wise, but serious quality in Gary Buckley. The likes of Darren Noon has signed, Jesse has gone there, Jesse Deathers that was with us, and the big centre half out of Finland. But they're settled and are up and running as a result of the pre-season games. They've won all of them. And we need to try and maybe try and book that but trend on Friday night, to put it that way to you. But it's going to take us a while, it's just hope it won't take us as long as last year.
Because it took an awful long time to win a game. I think there was a couple of draws towards the start of the season, including one against Dundalk. But really and truly, Ollie, you've got to pick up a win somewhere along the lines.
Absolutely. Like, if we do that and go 14 games to get one, you know, eventually get a win, we're gone. You know, Shelburne have come up. I spoke about Shelburne. They've heavily invested. But last year, this same last year, they invested and appointed a full-time CEO and David O'Connor. And followed suit with signing the likes of Kieran Culduff and now Carl Shepherd, Gary Deegan. These are all serious names, you know, and they've added obviously the likes of Dan, who was brilliant for us, Dan O'Reilly. So, like, the standard's gone up, and we have to try and get up with it, you know, whatever way we can do that.
Yeah. Last year, I know you never really came out and said it, but it was all about finishing above UCD, wasn't it? I mean, it was a battle between the two years to avoid.
Yeah.
What about this season then? You don't see Shelburne down there, I'm sure.
I don't see them down there, no. And certainly they won't see themselves down there now with what they've invested. Like, while, you know, the likes of Trevor Gordon there with the 500 club has given us, you know, something to kick on with, you're now competing with teams that have kicked on much, you know, more heavily, if that's the right word, and with much bigger budgets. But at least be some sort of thing to work with and go a little bit out of the norm that we've been for years. However, we need to, and probably need more people to buy into Trevor's 500 club to try and get us to survive. But should he just survive, you know, it would be a fabulous achievement. It would certainly outweigh last year, and last year's achievement was certainly in my time and in Paul Hegarty's time there, you know, probably the biggest achievement in certainly the last 6 years. Like,
I'm sure you're looking forward to get up and running, Ollie.
Yeah.
Really. But, and it's a good start. Sligo, Derry, Shelburne at home.
Yeah, Shelburne. Yeah, I mean, like, it's great to be talking about Sligo, Derry, and Shelburne. You know, we're long enough talking, you know, where we only got a run of them in the League Cup or in the FAI Cup, and that didn't happen that often. But it's great to beat almost Sligo Rovers. You couldn't have picked two better games to start with, not football-wise, really. But as regards, you know, looking forward to them, two North West derbies, like, and we're delighted that we're still in the league, along with Sligo, along with Derry, and along with that continually.